You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Yesterday, a new undercover video was released by the anti-abortion group targeting Planned Parenthood. It features an Austin-based doctor describing methods used to perform later-term abortions. The video claims those methods violate the national partial birth abortion ban. Medical experts disagree. Nonetheless, the videos have been a key factor in prompting the state of Texas to move to cut off Medicaid dollars to Planned Parenthood. Now, how you see these developments? Says a lot about how you feel about the underlying issue here. Positions appear so firmly fixed on the question of abortion that the so-called conversation has lost its conversational character. If there's anything like a debate over abortion, as the media sometimes claims, it often seems neither side is prepared to concede that there's anything left to debate. What you're about to hear, though, suggests that's not so. Yet across Texas, people are being persuaded for a variety of reasons to question their own strongly held beliefs and to be open to a change of heart.
My name is Cynthia Caruso, and I am an Episcopal priest. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my views on abortion because they have flip-flopped in my lifetime. I was pro-life for quite a while, and then I don't really know where I became pro-choice, but when I became pregnant the second time, my first child was only 7 months old, and I had a 14-year-old defiant stepchild living with us, and I just did not see how I could have another baby. So I considered abortion. And then in the three-day wait, back in those days it took 3 days to find out for sure if you were pregnant, I thought, oh, what if it's this precious little girl? So when I found out I was pregnant, I decided not to abort. But then during that pregnancy, there was the news report of a child who was 3 years old, toe-headed kid, his face filled the TV screen, who had been beaten to death over the period of a week by his parents who thought he had demons. And I thought, oh, because I know what children do when they think their parents are mad. They scream, mommy, mommy, I love you. And I could just picture that little child being beaten and screaming at his parents that he loved them. And I thought it would have been better for him to never have been born. And so I moved quietly into pro-choice. And I guess I've never moved out of pro-choice.
My name is Aaron Parker Faisal. Ever since I was old enough to think about it, it was pro-choice. That was the kind of family and household I grew up in. And to be very clear, it's not that I've gone to the other side, so to speak. It's just that my wife, who has since passed away, was disabled, and her mom had considered getting an abortion when she found out she was disabled, and how that's certainly a thing that an awful lot of people do. You know, the idea of abortion willy-nilly makes me really uncomfortable. I remember reading an article with an opinion of Carl Sagan, obviously many years ago, and he said, well, there aren't even any brain waves in the first 3 months. That seemed like a pretty clear line for me. But then Sally would say, my late wife, yeah, but what about the potential? And all of a sudden that hard line became gray again.
Mi nombre es Dayanes Corrales, tengo 24 años y soy cubana.
My name is Dayanes Corrales, I'm 24 and I'm from Cuba, from Havana.
Es muy, muy fácil de hacer el aborto en Cuba sin requisito de...
It's super easy to have an abortion in Cuba. You don't have to get an ultrasound or anything like that. It's easy and free, and your age doesn't matter either. I've heard of girls 12 and 13 years old, they get pregnant, they don't want to have it, and they just get it out, just like that.
Mi primer aborto fue cuando tenía 18 años.
I had my first abortion when I was 18.
La diferencia está entre cuando tú lo abortas con la pastilla.
You know, having an abortion with the pill and having an abortion with forceps is a really different experience.
Sí, ahorita estoy esperando un bebé. Ahorita se me dijo que sería como mi...
I'm pregnant right now, my eighth pregnancy.
Esta vez no, nunca más. Esta vez ya me quedo tranquila de que...
But this time, it's different. I moved to the U.S. and learned about God, and never again will I have an abortion.
Yo espero que un día Dios me perdone por todo lo que ha pasado. Que Dios tenga de verdad misericordia de mí.
I hope God can forgive me one day, that he has mercy on me for the abortions I've had.
Y él a mí me ha pedido que aborte este bebé por si yo quería estar con él.
When my husband found out I was pregnant, he asked me to have an abortion. I refused.
Y esa fue la razón que estamos separados al día de hoy. Yo creo que lo que yo tengo con Dios vale mucho más que lo este aborto y...
I believe my relationship with God and my new values are more important than any marriage. After that, my husband left me. But I believe things happen for a reason, and this baby was made with love, and I will love him.
My name is Taylor Selesky, and I'm 20 years old. I'm going to tell you how I went from pro-life to pro-choice. I grew up in a very small town in northern Wisconsin, and I grew up in a very Catholic family. My father wasn't really in the picture, but my grandparents were very much, and many people know that older generations tend to have more traditional values, which led me to be pro-life. And I felt this way until I was 18 when I had a conversation with my mother. We were talking about on birth control because my mom decided that I should be on birth control. And I was thinking, you know, well, if I got pregnant, what do you think we would have done? Like, what do you think we would do? So I would be like, well, would I get an abortion? Would I not? And from that, my mom admitted to me that she had one. My grandparents don't even know she had an abortion. Just from that, growing up with so many different opinions, she kind of led me to a more modern view on it. And that led me to be pro-choice. I am a woman now instead of a child. I don't think I'd ever go back to being pro-life.
Taylor Selesky, Dianis Corrales, Aaron Parker Faisal, and Cynthia Caruso. Four voices from across Texas recorded by the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz. Just four of many who have changed their positions on the issue of abortion. Over the course of your lifetime, has your position changed? If so, what caused that change? We're listening. Texas Standard at KUT.org or on Facebook at Texas Standard.